This podcast covers all things health, your body, your brain, and your well-being. Each week, we'll be joined by doctors, as well as the occasional guest, to talk about the health topics that mean the most to you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, in this episode, I'm going to be discussing trigeminal neuralgia. And I'm also going to be discussing this in greater detail on the GP Notebook Study Group 6 meetings, which start on the 19th and the 21st of March. We do hope to see you there. But don't worry if you can't, because these are going to be repeated throughout the year, as all our study group meetings are. So trigeminal neuralgia, or TN as I'm going to call it, because it's an awful lot easier than saying trigeminal neuralgia every time, is a chronic debilitating condition that causes intense and extreme episodes of pain in the face. And unfortunately, there have been recorded episodes of suicide linked to trigeminal neuralgia because of the pain extremities. The episodes are sporadic, sudden, and just last from a few seconds at most to several minutes, and are usually described as like being an electric shock or a burning pain. It's currently classified into three main subgroups: idiopathic, classical, and secondary, based on imaging findings. And MRI brain imaging with trigeminal sequences is therefore usually recommended in the diagnostic workup of trigeminal neuralgia. The unilateral electric painful shock-like pains are abrupt in their onset and abrupt in their termination, but it is unfortunately a highly debilitating disorder that dramatically affects the quality of life in people with it. Women seem to be slightly more commonly affected than men, and it does increase with increasing age. It is unusual and uncommon to see someone with trigeminal neuralgia under the age of 40. Now, the right side of the face, in about 60% of cases, is affected more than the left side. And bilateral, simultaneous TN pain is actually quite rare. In fact, I've never seen it in about 40 years as a doctor. And more often, patients in that situation experiencing side-alternating unilateral paroxysms of pain than both sides of the face being affected exactly at the same time.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
If we look at the distribution of TN, then the maxillary and the mandibular divisions of the trigeminal nerve are most frequently affected, although in about 1 in 4 people with TN, there is ophthalmic division involvement as well. Now, the frequency and the duration of attacks are highly variable. And although in the majority of people, in about three quarters of people with TN, the pain lasts less than 2 minutes and often just a few seconds, there is a significant minority that do report attacks lasting up to 10 minutes, which is absolutely dreadful for them. And around 70% of patients, about two-thirds we think, occasionally have a series of paroxysmal attacks that can last up to an hour. And that can cause diagnostic confusion because we're used to TN just being very brief, very short on-off episodes of pain, which is why obtaining a good descriptive history of the frequency and the duration of attacks in short-lasting TN pain conditions can be slightly challenging. The triggers that linked to TN are one of the hallmark clinical features of this problem, and this is usually linked to innocuous, extremely mild stimulation of the face and the intraoral muscles on the side of the pain. And about 99% of patients with TN, virtually all, report triggering of attacks. And these are considered to be absolutely pathognomonic of trigeminal neuralgia. Now, the common ones that we would say here would be things like light touch, chewing, shaving, brushing the teeth, talking, or even a very, very slight blowing of the wind onto someone's face has been known to trigger a TN attack. But most people with TN appear to have several trigger factors. It's important to note that the location of the pain doesn't always concord with the site of the trigger zone. And the usual trigger areas seem to be places like the nasolabial folds, the chin, the cheek, and the lateral part of the lower lip, as well as the upper lip. Now, in the vast majority of cases, the physical and neurological examinations are normal. But in around one in three people, there can be some sensory changes that are slightly longer lasting, including things like mild hypoesthesia. I've never seen this, but on very rare occasions, if you examine a patient during an actual severe attack of TN, you can see ipsilateral facial muscle contractions. And this is where the term tic douloureux comes from. But as I say, it's really very unusual to actually see that happening in practice. The differential diagnoses can be quite significant and multiple. Now, migraine is obviously one to consider here, as well as giant cell arteritis. But do remember that trigeminal neuralgia rarely affects the forehead alone. Cluster headaches you have to obviously consider here, as well as dental pathology, temporomandibular joint dysfunction, neurological conditions such as multiple sclerosis, and tumours. We do, however, think that the majority of cases of trigeminal neuralgia are linked to pressure on the trigeminal nerve from a venous or an arterial loop. Now, unless there's uncertainty regarding the diagnosis, you don't usually need to have any particular tests done. But if you refer a patient on for specialist review, they would normally go on to have a brain MRI scan. And this is indicated to rule out other potential causes of pain if the diagnosis is uncertain or if red flags are present. And when I'm talking about red flags, I'm thinking of things like an age of onset under the age of 40, if there are any sensory changes or deafness, if there's difficulty achieving pain control with optimal medical management, if you're considering that there may be some skin lesions in the area that you're concerned about, if there's any optic neuritis, or if there's a family history of multiple sclerosis, because obviously we're looking to rule out MS in those cases. So, if we're looking at pharmacological preventive treatments, then carbamazepin and oxcarbazepin are the first-line treatment options for TN. And in around 9 out of 10 cases, These offer meaningful initial pain control. However, the longer you use them for, you may get a diminished return in some people, although for others, they can use them for a very long time and their efficacy remains just as good as the first time they took them. There are occasional contraindications to using these, including things like allergic reactions, obviously, and anyone with cardiac conduction problems. And there's also a high degree of cross-reactivity between carbamazepine, oxcarbazepine, phenytoin, and phenobarbital. If you've got patients who can't tolerate carbamazepine or oxcarbazepine, then lamotrigine can be used, or it can be used as an add-on therapy to increase efficacy as well. One of the plus points about lamotrigine, from my point of view, it is generally associated with fewer side effects than with carbamazepine and oxcarbazepine. Looking at side effects again, pregabalin and gabapentin are less effective, but they do have fewer side effects than carbamazepine and oxcarbazepine, and so they can be used in place of or in addition to these. But do remember that these are controlled drugs in the UK, and there is a risk of dependency, and also they are now street drugs with a street value. Baclofen, especially in people with multiple sclerosis, can also be helpful if you've got someone with TN with multiple sclerosis. And there is also now some evidence that botulinum toxin type A appears to be effective in trigeminal neuralgia, because all trials to date so far do show consistent significant superiority of botulinum tox type A compared with a placebo. Now, the prognosis of trigeminal neuralgia is mixed, but around half of all people with it do experience remissions lasting at least 6 months. Around two-thirds of people newly diagnosed with TN will unfortunately have a second episode within 5 years, and 77%, about three-quarters, within 10 years. Unfortunately, as people with TN get older, periods of remission often tend to get shorter with time, and their attacks of pain get longer. So, I do hope you found that podcast helpful as a quick overview of trigeminal neuralgia.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you. This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.